Recent news by the Government of Canada is that we are committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050. A portion of our minds always thinks about how to transition to a cleaner, more prosperous economy, building on existing measures that fight climate change, transform the economy. And there's a very interesting project in a local project by a production company called On the Verge, with a very interesting TV show coming up and an event called the Goldilocks Mission. Here to tell us all about it is John Geddes, the president. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hey, Daniel. Thanks for having me. Appreciate your time.
Yes, we appreciate having you. What a mission you have. Can't wait to hear all about it. A production company like no other. You're weaving teen entertainment with climate change education, inspiring in-demand stories. Can you walk us through a typical program, what you feature on the Goldilocks Mission?
Yeah, sure thing, Daniel. My wife Jackie and I are very committed to, you know, leaving some behind for our own three small children. And I've worked in film and TV for the last 20 plus years. My producing partner, Jeff Mahar, and I are, we've essentially dedicated our lives to creating a TV series that kind of bridges the gap between climate change science and pop culture. We feel there's a huge gap in, you know, the general public trying to wrap their head around a lot of these confusing and daunting scientific facts with respect to the climate crisis. So we're trying to simplify a lot of that in a way that young people can kind of get behind and start with some of the basics that are easy to understand and essentially apply to whatever form of action you're willing to take. So with the Goldilocks Mission, yeah, it's an 8-part series. It's in development. We've shot some sizzle reels, if you will, and some pre-development material. But we're hosting an event at the Georgian Peaks Ski Club on May 6th.
Yep.
And we're inviting, you know, professionals of all walks of life to come and attend and hear what we're doing, see a preview of our show, and there's some opportunities to get involved. So
we'll get to that event in just a second. May 6th, Georgian Peaks Ski Club. Sounds very exciting. Just wondering, you have modern young adult themes, and then you mix in bite-sized climate change facts. How are you reaching these young adults? What are some of these themes, these engaging themes you have in this 8-part series?
Well, it's a call to an adventure, a story, first of all. It's a fictional TV series, but if you can think of shows like Stranger Things, imagine that combined with the mind of David Attenborough and Planet Earth. Essentially, we're trying to combine all these wonderful facts from our documentary series that are so well done, but they do have a niche market. We're trying to embed some of those incredible scientific minds into a more pop culture themed show that kids can relate to. So love stories and adventure and action, that's really the approach. And we're already seeing, spent the last year interviewing scientists and young people and previewing our show to large crowds of ages 15 to 25. And, you know, this is kind of part of our research and development to get ideas. And so we've had an amazing response.
15 to 25. And you mentioned Stranger Things. That's all about supernatural forces, certainly a way to capture the imaginations of our youth.
Yeah, the series, The Goldilocks Missions, it's actually about 9 star children who are born from the universe. So they're throughout the world. These 9 children are essentially chosen to take on this mission, which is the Goldilocks Mission, to explore an outer world that has suffered a climate catastrophe, but a much more advanced civilization that shares a lot of the solutions. So renewable energy, you mentioned net zero in your intro. That's something we really want to get our audience to understand more. We feel there's a huge distance between these terms and everyone else, if you will, the scientific terms. For the most part, a lot of people I know couldn't answer what net zero is, let alone the greenhouse gas effect, these kinds of things. So we feel there's an exciting opportunity to get people to learn these things and also have fun doing it.
Well, the Government of Canada admits this isn't an easy journey ahead. There has to be a lot of participation from all parts of society, provinces, territories, Indigenous peoples, youth, many businesses. So it sounds like you have a very ambitious vision ahead.
Yeah, it's been really inspiring to, you know, get on the ground and meet with scientists, meet with renewable energy companies and hear their perspectives. And really, everyone has the same goal, is to, you know, leave a better future behind for our kids. And people are doing amazing work. I think there's a lot of the messaging isn't getting out there. So, you know, I obviously appreciate you and the media helping bring some light to this. I'm generally concerned about my three children. I think there's a, first of all, we need to get our heads around that you don't have to be an environmentalist to care about the planet. I think a lot of people are quite intimidated by the climate crisis and all the media hype with doom and gloom and kind of worst case scenarios. So we're trying to bring some positivity to this and some fun to at least get people engaged and enabled to take action, whether that's going into STEM and science or various social networking and just really getting the message out in a more positive way.
Very, very interesting. Tell us about this May 6th event. You are looking for other passionate individuals to invest in a small round of seed financing for this production called The Goldilocks Mission. Tell us about this event. Why everyone should come?
Yeah, so it is an open invitation. We're looking for professionals from all walks of life that might be interested in getting involved in our TV series. We've made some huge strides already in our pre-production, but we need a small push to carry on to the next level. We have a group of great sponsors that are going to be a part of our presentation, from the Ontario Science Centre to 10 Tree Clothing to Polestar Vehicles. And we have some amazing presentation speakers, including Karen Nienberg, who's an American astronaut. I think she spent about 120 days on the ISS. She's also an ambassador. Yeah, so she's an incredible speaker, very inspiring woman. And
yeah,
so she has a young family, and it's very kind of in tune with what kind of our whole approach is, to inspire innovation and really, tackle obstacles that might hold you back from learning about science and doing the impossible. So
where can we find out more information about the Georgian Peaks Ski Club event, May 6th?
Yeah, so you can check out the GoldilocksMission.com. There you'll find the various details for the event, as along with an RSVP link. And you can also see us in On the Bay magazine, which just landed, I think, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Across this region. So you'll see a double page spread right off the top in the new issue of On the Bay.
Yep. I work in the same department here in Collingwood of On the Bay. So I just saw the whole magazine spread out over our wall. So this is very exciting. TheGoldilocksMission.com. Look at that. Opportunity begins. Okay. There's a very simple sign up there. Wonderful.
We're encouraging people to come out, have a good time. We have a short presentation where you'll see a preview of the series. You'll hear from some of our sponsors and the great work they're doing. Come out, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres, enjoy a drink, and network. And yeah, hear from some young perspectives on where we're headed as a country in the future with respect to net zero and renewable and clean energy.
My special guest has been John Geddes, the president of On the Verge, a production company on the brink of an incredible opportunity event here, May 6th. Mark your calendars. If this is something that truly captures your interest, it certainly captured mine. Do join this event, May 6th, the Georgian Peaks Ski Club. Get more information on how to RSVP at TheGoldilocksMission.com. Good luck, John. You and your partners, your stakeholders, your advisory board, featuring, by the way, climate scientists, engineers, clean energy companies, youth leaders. Good luck to you on this very impressive mission.
We really appreciate it. We're feeling incredibly positive and inspired, and we're looking forward to getting more people involved
Great.
And leaving something behind for our kids.
All the best to you, John. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for your time, Daniel.